As non-emergency staff at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen quietly left the country, a suspected U.S. drone snuck in, killing four alleged members of al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has thrived in Yemen for years. The United States calls AQAP the most active and dangerous group plotting against America, reaffirmed by State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The fact that they continue to present a serious threat to the United States and its interests, we consider this to be one of the foremost national security challenges we face.
Yemen is said to be the poorest Arab country, and it suffers from political instability. The instability breeds terrorists, according to former Ambassador James Jeffrey, now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
They operate in areas where you do not have the best of border controls. They operate in areas where you don't have the best of modern security forces plugged into international Interpol and intelligence channels.
In a region where attacks can sometimes be as frequent as the morning call to prayer, terror groups aim high.
The only propaganda that really counts in the Middle East is when you take down an embassy, when you sink or almost sink a ship, or when you otherwise show that America is weak and vulnerable.
But the U.S. and its allies know that even though terror groups plan big attacks, these attacks can be foiled. James Carafano with the Heritage Foundation in Washington says terrorists depend on predictability.
They want to know how many guards, they want to know what time they change, they want to know what the traffic patterns are like, they want to know what people are doing that day. So when you make an announcement and say, oh, we're closing things and ramping up security, you've changed the conditions.
Officials here at the State Department say Yemen continues to work with the United States to fight terror groups like AQAP. Secretary John Kerry called Yemen's president to thank him for his efforts during the latest threat. But it still remains unclear when the departed staff will return and the embassy will reopen. Reporting at the State Department, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.